side tonight. Cause standing by the doors, hit the floors, you're okay, yes, I'm gonna rock away. Standing by the doors, hit the floors, longing, okay, yes, I'm gonna rock away, yeah. Oh, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
Thank you. Very beautiful stuff. The Wandering Innkeeper, Varhildr. And before that, we heard Chubby Cree, Rock Your World. And on the line, we have from Inshakama territory up in the Nicola Valley, Squait Shukluk. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well this week.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, our theme this week is cinema, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Cinema. The art of telling stories, be they fact or fictional, over films. When I think of cinema, you know, I think of the movies and films we go see, but I also think our lives are kind of like cinema, you know. The cinema is, you know, just what, 1.5 to sometimes 3 hour, depending on how long the film is. There's an introduction, you know, that's our birth. Then there's this main story, that's our life, and the ending, you know, where we get pushed to help grow daisies. that's what I think of cinema, you know, outside of film making and all that. I think of our lives as cinema because we are trying to help and influence those around us. You know, well, at least I hope we're all trying to help and influence those around us positively, because, you know, some films are pure propaganda. You know, it depends on the culture and all that. So I think for the most part we should be all making our films, whether it be actual films or our lives, based on positivity. Is this gonna help my fellow Homo sapien live a truer, healthier life?
Beautiful.
And then, you know, not just by words, by action. You know, actions speak louder than words, it said.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we have a good enough influence on those about us that they give us a positive eulogy. You know, the end credits. So that's what I think of cinema. You know, good storytelling through the mediums of music and motion picture. And, you know, I wished all films could be based on positivity, but, you know, we actually do need to see some negative to help us see that this way is not very beneficial,
mm-hmm,
to myself or to those around us. So that's what I think of cinema.
Thank you very much. You know, it's an impactful art form, and we were talking about cinema around the world and kind of our own first experiences with cinema. Do you remember some of the early times that you went to the movies or the first time you saw the pictures?
It would be an old Western that I watched with my uncles way back in the early 70s, a Slim Pickens movie called Homps. It's about the U.S. cavalry trying to incorporate camels into their ranks to help maintain the West.
Wow.
It was kind of based on, it was based on reality, but it was made into a comedic form. And so, that's that's the one of the. I think that might actually be the first film I ever watched in the theater, in the cinema.
That's an incredible memory. Thank you so much for sharing that. We also were talking about the different experience of films in different languages, and I know there's been a resurgence in indigenous language mm-hmm. programming. We've had some Haida films, but I do hope that one day we'll have some Nklamo Nation mm-hmm. and language films as well too. So if you hear of any, please let us know. We'd love to get them on the air.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I gotta keep my eyes out sharp for the smoke signals.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It again is an honor and a pleasure to have you on air as a regular guest on this program, and we thank you very much for your insight and your wisdom.
Okay, yes.
Hopefully appreciated by one and all. If not, you know, we can't all be loved. Yeah, so I thank you there at the station and the listeners here and abroad for your well wishes, thoughts, prayer, and love. And I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Thank you very much, and we will say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That was Skoit Shukluk, brother of regular host of this program,
yes.
Hoyain Shukluk of the Nklamo Nation up in the Nicola Valley in Gwaishkanaw, BC. And we regularly have him on the program.
Yes.
And it's always, again, this program, you know, succeeds because of the different voices that we have here.
Exactly.
And we have a single topic, but from that we have a multitude of experience mm-hmm. and life and points of view and perspective.
Exactly.
We have a musical selection that you have chosen. And could you please tell us a little bit about this? Because this is a bit of a special one here.
Sure. This is the Persian tradition music that actually married the officer public relation for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, that she cannot be with us today, but she will be next week. She chose this one and brought it to my attention, and I heard this Persian traditional music, which is not very long. It has been played and performed for the wedding of the Shah, the previous king of the Iran. And when he married for the third wife, and from the third wife they have 4 children, and then exiled from the country and so on. And during their wedding, this song has been played. And the composer of this song is Ramin Javadi. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Thank you very much. This is performed by the Daf Melurin
yes.
Academy.
Yes.
And we'll be right back here on Free Voices.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests. areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
And welcome back to Free Voices. That was a really cool, cinematic adaptation from a Persian traditional instrument style into a cover version of a very famous TV theme song. But it's TV from a different style of TV.
Yes.
Because Game of Thrones, the theme song that was performed there by the Dafmelodin Academy, that is more of, again, what people would say, cinematic television.
Yes.
So it's a shorter program, right. But each episode might be an hour and a half long.
Yes.
Almost movie length.
Yes.
And kind of the same budget as a cinema. And yeah. Definitely Game of Thrones is a good example of one of those high budget films that really puts cinematic effort into television. And
yes.
We were talking about this earlier, the different ways that you get that level, like you're saying, of standing at the base of a mountain,
right.
And looking up and you see this huge mountain of, you know, picture and sound and experience.
Yes.
But bringing that into different art forms, video games, television, books, all those kind of things, that cinematic approach.
Exactly. And you said you played Daft.
Yes,
that was, if you like to share, you know, what was your experience? Because you play so many instruments at the very earliest stage of your life, and it's amazing. I always talk about it, you know, how much you know. And another amazing part, how much you know and involve yourself with the different culture, especially in the music. It's just my mind is blowing up, you know, is amazing.
I was
amazing.
Very fortunate to have both sides of my family, my mother's and father's, be well-traveled and well-read.
Mm-hmm.
And especially my dad, he would burn through passports very quickly doing business travel. So he's been all over the planet, as have mm-hmm. my grandparents and my mother as well. And they always brought back pieces of culture. Newspapers, CDs, snacks, toys, media. So pieces of culture from different parts of the planet. And I was very fortunate to be exposed at a young age to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really stopped. I think it's really important. And it also allows you to get an instant connection with someone from a different mm-hmm. culture
yeah.
because you come from a place of respect. And you can also kind of, you can connect on things that would normally not make its way to, say, North America, U.S.
Yes.
or Canada kind of thing.
Yes.
And so it's nice to have that kind of international connection. For those of you who don't know,
mm-hmm.
the Daf is a Persian percussion instrument.
Yes.
And so it's what's called a frame drum. There's a piece of wood, usually wood, sometimes metal, and then there's a skin.
Right.
And it actually, if I recall correctly, it's kind of two skins, and then in between there's either some small granules, either sand or
yes.
Like kind of thicker, coarser material, but
yes.
it's quite light. And it's to emulate, there's a sweeping kind of mm-hmm. shimmering powdered sound to it. It's like
yes, yes, that's right.
And you, like all drums, there's, you can play the skin of the drum with your fingertips, with your palms hitting it.
Right.
There's rhythm. But at the same time, it has almost the same thought process as a tambourine, where there's shaking
exactly.
involved to get
exactly.
that secondary rhythm.
Yes.
And so it's often used as an accompaniment
yes.
in Persian, like traditional, like vocal ensembles and musical ensembles.
Yes.
But I've seen quite a few people play the daf as a solo instrument
mm-hmm.
as well too. And that's a little, it's a little more rare, but
yes.
you see it in combination with things like the santur or
yes.
the zarb or the tombak. Or
right.
Classical singing or recitation as well, too. It's often used as an accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big.
Yes.
It's probably about, most of them are about a little less than a meter wide
yes.
kind of thing.
Yes, you're
and
right.
And you have to play it kind of off to the side of your body. You can't really play it in front of you because it'll cover up your face. And
yes.
it needs to be played kind of up and to an mm-hmm. angle to get the shaking effect.
Yes.
And most of the granules that are inside of it,
yes.
they'll settle down.
Yes.
And so you have to kind of keep moving it. It's an active drum. And so it was really, it like all good musical pursuits, it exhausts you after a little while.
It does.
Get tired. It's a physical thing. And I always try and impress people in this. I started as a piano player, but I also played a lot of drums and percussion as well.
Yeah.
And you get tired. And Daf or Tonbach, which is the goblet drum, those things require not only precision and understanding of music and rhythm, but also endurance.
Yeah, very much, yes.
Yeah, and so Daf is really, really cool. Would highly recommend you to check it out. There's also a really good, if you like Persian traditional music, one of my favorites is the Kemirani Trio with Jamshid Kemirani.
Right.
And they live in Paris now, but they're originally from Iran.
Right.
And a lot of their work is Tonbach-based, but they bring in Daf and percussion instruments all the time. Very, very cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that was fun. I've only got to play it one time, but it was very cool because it's almost like this desert tambourine.
Beautiful, beautiful. I wish I knew to play any instrument, which I don't, and I'm just so stunned and amazed by the way you're coordinating, you know, all this music, and you're involved with so many instruments, and that's amazing. That's beautiful.
Yeah. We really appreciate everyone's input on this program. It truly shows how successful a radio program can be when there's multiple people in the studio.
Yes.
And any kind of final thoughts from either Fahima or Charlotte on cinema or cinematic or things or radio in general? I think radio can be cinematic from times because when you think about it,
very
it was
much.
The storytelling before pictures, before movies.
Exactly.
Well, I always have so many things to share. So now, if you ask me, I think the radio is something that the voice pass the information through the voice. And like I said, like some of our followers and our fans from our live streaming channel just said your voice is very magnetic and they just very charmed by it. So I feel like, they don't necessarily understand everything that you said, but then they feel the vibe, they can feel the connection, and then they can feel some positive emotion. So I think this is the good thing that I like about radio, and I personally consume a lot of content, even learn educational content, things from visual video, let's just say. So I realized that I am a person who learn by visual stuff and also how I hear things. So that definitely accelerate my learning process.
And I think radio can be something special because it's just, you just take it in, orally through your hearing. And I always tell people, if you want to learn a language, one of the best things you can do is listen to the radio because you get to hear two different types of speaking. You can, in the news, you can hear a nice formal style, clear speaking, but you also get the conversational style, the casual style of speaking. And you get a good mix of accents and a good mix of perspective and interpretation, and maybe one day I can work up and work on my Sichuanese and Mandarin.
Yeah.
My Mandarin is okay. Sichuanese is it's tough. I haven't been there in a long time.
You can speak Mandarin.
I can speak a little bit. I can speak a little bit.
Wow.
But we'll save that for your program. But we'll say to all of our listeners out there, xie xie.
Beautiful.
So we have. We're kind of coming up to the last little bit of this program here. Again, big thank you to everybody who helped out during Fun Drive a couple weeks back. We are so thankful for everyone. And of course, please tune in to Charlotte's program. Once again, your time so people can tune in.
So my current show called Call Me Negotiator, and it's on every Thursday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and sign off here. I've been Konovar. We have Fahima and Charlotte. Thank you both very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And we'll go out here with, I believe that you said this was a Kazakh piece of music.
Yes.
Hasak Amanat.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to Free Voices. You can catch podcasts of this program on cjsf.ca, and we'll see you again next Thursday.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.